What counterbalance? Asked Raoul. Why, the counterbalance that lifts the whole of this wall onto its pivot. You surely don't expect it to move of itself by enchantment. If you watch, you will see the mirror first rise an inch or two, and then shift an inch or two from left to right. It will then be on a pivot and will swing round. It's not turning, said Raoul impatiently. Oh, wait. You have time enough to be impatient, sir. The mechanism has obviously become rusty, or else the spring isn't working. Unless it is something else, added the Persian anxiously. What? He may simply have cut the cord of the counterbalance and blocked the whole apparatus. Why should he? He does not know that we are coming this way. Oh, I dare say he suspects it, for he knows that I understand the system. It's not turning. And Christine, sir, Christine? The Persian said coldly, We shall do all that is humanly possible to do, but he may stop us at the first step. He commands the walls, the doors, and the trapdoors. In my country, he was known by a name which means the trapdoor lover. But why do these walls obey him alone? He did not build them. Yes, sir, that is just what he did. Raoul looked at him in amazement. But the Persian made a sign to him to be silent and pointed to the glass. There was a sort of shivering reflection. Their image was troubled as in a rippling sheet of water, and then all became stationary again. You see, sir, that it is not turning. Let us take another road. Tonight there is no other, declared the Persian in a singularly mournful voice. And now, look out! Be ready to fire! He himself raised his pistol opposite the glass. Raoul imitated his movement. With his free arm, the Persian drew the young man to his chest, and suddenly the mirror turned in a blinding daze of crosslights. It turned like one of those revolving doors which have lately been fixed to the entrances of most restaurants. It turned, carrying Raoul and the Persian with it, and suddenly hurling them from the full light into the deepest darkness.